Chapter 11. The snake, thankfully, was gone when I regenerated. So was Smash South's corpse. Clara remained in the room. She had righted one of the chairs by the fireplace and sat upon it, cross-legged. She looked up at the vidscreen, which had been changed from a news station to what appeared to be a Korean soap opera. I still had the rifle. I felt it slung over my shoulder, and the energy bar remained in the upper corner of my view. I took a deep breath, trying not to scream.
This is too much. This is too much.
I examined the rifle's properties.
The Epiviper, limited edition, number 4 of 7. The finest pulse rifle manufactured by Epsilon Holdings. This small batch of limited edition rifles was commissioned by player Anatoly. Highly upgradable and endlessly versatile, the Epiviper is the most powerful, most efficient pulse rifle available to non-technology-based players. Damage is based on player level and an attribute of the original owner's choice. Original owner, player Smash South. Chosen attribute, strength.
No wonder I hadn't managed to scratch Smash South's pet snake. This seemed like a great gun, but it was only as good as your current level and strength. Still, it was rare to find a weapon that would grow with you. It appeared these guns were something that Anatoly had made for his friends in the game. I remembered Smash South had dropped it to the ground after he shot Clara. The act of letting go of the weapon outside of your own base must have made it fair game for everybody else. Clara munched on a popsicle from her food box. She was still watching that Korean soap opera.
So, apparently that countdown timer meant Ginger was about to disappear. She probably went back to Smash South's base inside of Warble. You should have just kept running. How did you manage to kill Smash South anyway? I've tried stabbing him a couple times, and it didn't work.
Who are you? Anatoly said you were like me, but I don't think that's true.
I am what is called a consumable, like a toner cartridge for a printer. But I'm still ticking away. You didn't answer my question.
I stabbed him in the neck using a spell. I didn't think it would work either.
You must have lucked out and criticaled him. You probably gained a couple levels too. Did you get to level 3?
I only went up one level.
Probably won't do you any good. This season has been dragging on for a year and a half, and I haven't managed to go up a single level. Anyway, Smash South is probably not coming back anytime soon. Anatoly had told him to teleport here to pick you up, but he can't get in the base without my brand. He probably bugged out during that extended death sequence anyway. So now, we're stuck here. Assuming Anatoly doesn't get out of prison in the next 6 months, or one of those other crazy assholes doesn't come in here looking for us, which they won't, we're probably dead. Like, really dead. At least we got Cable. By the way, I'm not going to fuck you. Ever. Maybe if you had picked a less disgusting race. But this? Nope. Not gonna happen, so don't even ask. Now let me watch this.
I was in his apartment. It looked just like this. Surely it's not going to remain empty for the next 6 months. Someone has got to go in there and find us.
Maybe, but I doubt it. That dude has like 20 identities. I'm pretty sure the version you met is not even close to the real deal. Smash South once said he thinks the real version is Dutch.
This is crazy.
Daddy's boy in Seattle, right? He has the top floor, and they're renovating the bottom into a coffee bar. That's where Clara Prime got snagged also. Yeah, he told me the same thing when he captured me all those months ago. Anyway, the building is likely owned by a shell company of a shell company of a shell company. All the day-to-day operations, including paying the power bill, are controlled by AI. Believe me, I've had plenty of time to think about this stuff. If the FBI ever tracks all that down, it's gonna be months. Maybe years. Besides, your body and my body are not in that apartment. Not anymore. A while back, I woke up in my rig suddenly. We weren't in that apartment. It was a warehouse with high ceilings. I asked him about it, and he told me we get moved to another facility the moment we're captured. The way he explained it, it sounded like it was far away, maybe even another country. I don't know. He wouldn't say.
But what about the others? Surely someone will talk. Tell them about the game, about us trapped here. Clara threw her hands up in disgust. On the television screen, a Korean woman was sneaking into a bedroom while two people slept. She put her hand on the man's mouth, waking him up.
You're one of those optimistic types, aren't you? It's gonna be a long 6 months if you're gonna spend the whole time being hopeful and whatnot. If they find out about the game, and if they somehow manage to get an agent in here, then what? Think about it. We are literally shoved up the ass of a giant lion. Nobody can even see we're online. We're not getting out of this base. And even if we could, nobody is coming. Let's say they find us and we tell them who we are. This isn't the old days where they could figure out where the server is hosted. Sure, you can tell them the address of Anatoly's apartment. But if they can't find the server, they can't shut the game down. And if they can't find the rigs we're in, nobody is coming to rescue us.
Jesus. So in 179 days, our rigs are going to run out of food for us?
Shush! I'm watching my show. I haven't been able to watch in a week. Gee, you! You are such a slut!
Are you kidding me? I pulled up the television menu. The countdown timer had been suspended. I snapped the screen off. Clara whirled on me, her face a mask of sudden rage.
Yes! All right! We both have 179 days before we stop getting food. I don't know how long before we actually starve to death, but it's probably a bit after that. And there is not a goddamn thing either of us can do about it. At least we're in here, in Anatoly's base, which has a television and a food box and furniture, unlike any of the others I've seen. Also, there won't be anyone else here to torture us every day. And when we do starve to death, we won't even feel it. We'll just be gone, and you know what? I'm marking that as a win.
There's gotta be a way out of here.
Jesus, you're insufferable!
The television flipped back on, and she turned back to the screen. The scene had changed. The woman who'd been kissing the man in the bed was now kissing a different man. Clara gasped. Wait. That time you'd woken up, you said you were in a warehouse? Do you know why you left the game?
It was the end of the last season. They'd used up all the available characters, and the only way to reset it all was to finish the game and restart. He and the Canadian and Frank, they had this big battle with their kaiju. And the game ended, and a bunch of credits showed up on the screen, and I woke up in my rig. He was right there, though, and I got thrown back into the game. I refused to re-roll my character for a long time, but he did something, so I just popped back in as a Faye again. Almost everyone was the same, though. Smash South went from one of those fish guys to the nerve agent, and the Canadian went from one of those gremlins to one of those wolf people. All the other clients who were staying on remained the same. Now be quiet.
So if we beat the game, we get out? Is that right?
Yeah. But Anatoly said in co-op mode that it's almost impossible with three players. That means it is impossible with two. And by yourself. Well, you wouldn't even be able to get into the rift with just one player. Anatoly had leveled himself up to the high 50s. So had Frank and the Canadian. All three of them were really into the game. Guys like Smash South, Princess, and that Mexican dude weren't into it at all. They just wanted to do their thing.
Beat the game, I repeated, not listening to her anymore. I thought of Ruth, of Mary. I had 6 months. I was going to die. A lot. There was no way around that. I could do this. In my stomach, Banksy rumbled.
Daddy, I can help you, but I gotta eat first.
Don't worry. I have an idea to get you food. I pulled the gun off my shoulder, and I blew Clara's head clean off.